Rob Tanya and Canmore Mayor John Borrowman. And earlier this week, Banff Council dropped a hybrid bus-shaped gauntlet saying, we would love to increase regional transit service, the frequency during peak hours, if Canmore's on board with that plan.
That's coming to council next week, and it's part of the budget approval, so my guess is yes.
Got the study that says more people would take the bus if it was more frequent.
Yeah, it's basically to increase the service during the peak hours to every half hour.
And I think what is really important for people is Saturday nights. Yeah. There's a later bus. Yeah. You can have dinner, a couple drinks, maybe bust a move.
That's right.
The projected additional cost to Canmore is somewhere around $80,000 a year. And given the success of regional roam, I think it's going to be a fairly easy ask.
More exciting, though, local transit in Canmore.
Still not approved by council. Let's not jump the gun.
It's in the budget.
It's in the budget.
It's not approved.
No, and that's coming for an approval next week. My gut tells me we'll probably approve it. That has a much bigger impact on a regular ongoing basis.
And I think in the past, one of the challenges we've seen when we've looked at transit as a community is some of our neighborhoods aren't necessarily full of full-time residents.
Yeah, there's a lot of neighborhoods that are quite a ways from the core. The route that's being proposed is a one big circle route that will double up during peak hours, essentially. The projected cost, not the first year, but once it's running and a year after year, is somewhere around $380,000, $400,000 increase to the town cost. And so that represents not quite a 2% tax increase, but we'll be discussing that next week.
I heard from Tanya that, you know, should things get approved and everything sort of fall into place, we could actually have local transit in theory before the end of 2016.
Cost of the buses is all covered through green trip funding and federal gas tax funding.
That was a really important announcement, I think, from the provincial government in the last 3 months, is the green trip funding for the Bow Valley. I do believe that part of that discussion also involves intercept parking as well as a transit hub for
Canmore.
That's right. Like, it's not as simple as just putting a couple buses on some routes.
No, it's not quite that simple.